Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello, and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Today is Friday, February the 1st, and it is the Love Month. I see hearts everywhere, and I'm really starting to get excited about springtime coming up. I'm also starting to get really into the flow with this show. Today's our third episode of Expressing You, a show about feeling your way to wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings and healing them. Taking ownership for how you feel is taking the first step. I would like to give a very special thank you to Michelle Arbeau, who is the creator of this fabulous Authentic You Media Network. Thank you to you, Michelle. And now I invite you all to sit back, listen, and take notes. You may also call in and ask a question at 1-877-296-0345. Questions about being stuck in a job or in a relationship. You may be feeling upset and you don't know what the feeling is attached to. You might want to receive some clarity around that, or you want to identify what it is that you're feeling. As you know, this month we've been focusing on exposing the wound, the core wound of unworthiness and not feeling good enough and loving it free. Because feeling not worthy or not good enough for what? For living the life of your dreams? For doing work that you're passionate about? For experiencing the most amazing relationships in your life? Are you living this? Are you being this example for others? Are you so excited to get out of bed in the morning to begin your day? And if not, why not? What is it that you want in your life? What do you want out of your relationships with your friends, your partner, your family? What would you like to experience? How do you want to express your energy in your work or in your creative play? What do you love to do? In this new day and time, the way that we live our lives, it's about being happy in the present moment with everything that we're doing. And if we're not, the key to that is to identify what it's about. Identifying the feelings because they want to be acknowledged, felt, and let go so that we can experience more of what it is that we do want to be feeling, joyful, blissful, on purpose, being creative. Knowing how we feel and being responsible for our energy and how we project our energy is also another key. What do you do with your emotions? Are you a bottle stuffer? Do you stuff them in your body and you don't say anything? Or do you project your anger out at another person? Or do you consciously acknowledge this and take some time for inner investigation? That's another important piece, is really to know how you express the energy. You know, because those are the three ways, right? And always the key is to always ask yourself this question: how does that make you feel, and what is this about? It's a very simple process, and you can find the processing technique on my website at corneliadengel.com under an article that's called Emotions 101. And this is a simple processing technique. It's free because we know that every single time that you get triggered by a person or an event, you feel angry or upset, there's another opportunity now for you to freedom. So you always ask the question, what is this about for me? Identify the feeling, because it's never about the other person. It's always about how you feel and what it brings up for you. And so I'm really excited to engage in this conversation more with you and my guest today. I'm very excited. My guest is Roger Kenneth Marsh. He is the perfect example of someone who is living his life on purpose, with passion, intention, and creation. Roger is walking his path, and he is living his authentic life. Welcome to the show on Expressing You, Roger.
Thank you very much, Cornelia. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. I want to acknowledge your bio now, because I wanted to say that you are also the founder and the creator of the Major Good Mojo system. You are a certified life coach, a licensed heart math provider, a certified passion test facilitator, a senior tech of integral transformative practice, and you have a degree in engineering and a master's in business. You're also an author of The Next Gen Human, A Modern Age Path to Fulfillment. That's quite a bio, Roger. Have you ever had any feelings of unworthiness come up for you?
Oh, great question. Yes. The short answer is yes, and yes, and yes. You know, actually, just thinking about what you were, as you were reading through my bio there and the various things that I've engaged and completed and, you know, continue to engage and use, to a certain extent, you know, unworthiness can drive one's resume. You know, we keep going for the next thing, trying to meet someone's standards of approval, you know, whether they're our own internal critique or, you know, some external person that's important to us and, you know, a father or a mother figure. And you know, that can happen to us. But beyond that, you know, feelings of unworthiness come up for me pretty much every time I am stepping up my game. And,
you know, good.
Yeah. And so it's always there for me to deal with. There'll be, it wears different clothes. It comes through the door in different ways. Often it's unconscious. You know, it'll be operating in the clothes of procrastination. And it'll take me a little while to wake up and see, oh, that's funny, I'm doing all this cleaning, or I'm doing this miscellaneous email over here, you know, avoiding whatever the next big step would be, you know. So it can be quite crafty. Again, it normally comes up when I'm expanding my game and growing and stepping out.
For instance, if you were, like you said, stepping up your game, it's like adding the next piece, right, to what it is that you want to create, or you're going for the next big thing that you want to achieve, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a very simple example was writing my book, you know, and, you know, the night before it was about to go live and be published in the world, you know, I was terrified. You know, I was terrified of it being on Amazon and getting bad reviews and, you know, all of those fears about being accepted or rejected, or worthy or unworthy. Would it be good work that people would love and appreciate? You know, that's my hope. But my fear is that I would be, you know, drastically and brutally rejected. You know, the mind makes up all these stories. But then you just walk through those things, you know, and the more I, you know, the more I embraced my path and saw the mind stories, and then move through to the other side, you know, they're still there, but to the extent possible, I just don't let them stop me anymore.
Yeah, I think that you've gotten to the root of it. You've gotten to the core of the unworthiness wound, and now there's just these layers, right, these subtle energy layers that come up, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's part of the process and being aware of that, that, you know, you just get more and more powerful and more free each time. You know, I've been working this path of emotional freedom, one could say, for a long time. And it's a big onion that gets peeled back. And, you know, I do feel that there's a place that I've come to where there is a base of love, a base of safety, a base of peace, you know, that's always there. And that took a while to create. And, you know, working with you recently has, you know, solidified that base, you know, significantly. So we can talk about that more of that later. But anyways, what I'm saying is that it's a process.
Yeah, it is a process. So what did you think, what do you think about this statement that it's whenever you get triggered, you know, whenever you feel triggered either by a person or by an event, what do you think about that? It's never about the other person. It's always about you. What do you think about that?
I'm totally on board with that. Even if it is about the other person, making it about them doesn't resolve anything. You know, all of us, anyone listening to this interview probably has had that experience that the more you, you know, chase after and make someone else wrong, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And so we can prove this to ourselves, you know, that when someone presses our buttons, we can fight back and then it just gets worse typically and continues on. Or, you know, take that deep breath, step back and just, you know, don't take the bait, so to speak. And move forward with compassion and love and understanding and watch how that resolves the issues. So who's in control here? Not the other person. You are. And when we take our power back in that sense and make it about us and not about them, there's the source of resolution. There's the peaceful path. There's the way forward that, you know, we really want to experience.
There is you taking ownership and taking responsibility for how you feel.
That's exactly right. And it's not easy, especially in the beginning. And, you know, different buttons fire off different experiences. And, you know, taking that deep breath and allowing yourself the space is a practice. It's a practice.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I know that, you know, you and I are in collaboration. We're talking about you coming back the first Friday of every month where we're going to be offering practical tools for our listeners, but also one of the things that we were discussing today is that we're going to be talking about addictions. And I just kind of wanted to plant that seed right now so that we're going to be talking with people about addictions and helping them move through that. Did you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, first of all, I'm really excited to be in partnership with you and on your show the first Friday of each month and having that be one of our first topics, the topic of addiction, which is you know, so powerful and so important because, you know, addiction, as most people think about it, is in the drug addiction world, right? People are addicted to alcohol or people are addicted to, you know, hard drugs and things. And we're all familiar with the, you know, cigarette addiction. But addiction actually can operate at very subtle levels, even those that are very socially acceptable and reinforced and justified. You know, think of addiction to exercise or addiction to working. You know, there's a lot of workaholics out there that are addicted to work in a very unhealthy way. And they're all bitching and moaning about it, but they're not taking responsibility for it. They're addicted in the same way that a drug addict is addicted to the drug. They're addicted to work, and they're suffering at the hands of that addiction. So that's a very socially acceptable addiction. It's reinforced and even rewarded, but is also incredibly damaging to people, their families, their relationships, and their health. It's just like any other drug. So I'm excited to be looking at this mechanism of addiction and empowering people in the face of whatever their addictions may be, from the small, you know, sugar addictions to the very large, perhaps even drugs. We'll go into that field and create what I'm really interested in is in creating freedom for us as individuals. To choose authentically that which we want in our life and that which we don't.
It's beautiful, Roger. You know, part of what I'm hearing you say, you know, with the addiction, because when someone's addicted, because I've been an addict, you know, in many different things, but part of that was always to cover up something, right? Always to cover up something. And, you know, when I look at the energy line at the end, you know, really what it is, you know, it's definitely not coming from a place of worth, not coming from a place of value, not coming from a place of allowance and acceptance. And so it's going to be really awesome to explore this interesting web with you in this addictive area where we can really bring everything up to the surface and really look at the dynamics of what causes people to do it, and offer great tools for people to really, you know, take responsibility for their lives and, you know, transform some of these hard patterns, because they really are hard patterns to overcome, and for us to really offer some information transformation and just bringing our consciousness into it with compassion and love, right?
Yeah, I think it's some of the most powerful spiritual work and transformational work that a person can do. You know, it's no mistake, Alcoholics Anonymous has a very religious aspect to it. You know, it starts with connection to God. And, you know, there's a lot of reformed drug addicts that found their way through to Great Spirit, through the addiction. Addictions are powerful doorways because there's so much suffering around them, and we can go into that suffering and come through the other side amazingly renewed, refreshed, and restored. And so they're really opportunities. I think it's Deepak Chopra that said, or maybe it was Wayne Dyer, you know, it's a good sign that there's so many addicted people in the world because they're yearning for something. There's a yearning behind that addiction that we can go into, and if one is guided and knows what that yearning is all about, we can move into it. A yearning for connection, a yearning for wholeness, a yearning for joy and bliss, and those things are available, you know, not from the drug, which is the substitute, or the other thing that you're addicted to, but the yearning is a good sign. I thought that was a pretty profound statement.
That is profound. And so I just want to let the listeners know, if they want to call in and ask you or I a question, they can call in to 1-877-296-0345. And so, and then why don't we also let the listeners know, Roger, where they can find you?
Yeah, my current evolutionary platform is called Major Good Mojo, M-A-J-O-R-G-O-O-D, Mojo, M-O-J-O. com. And this is where I offer my 10-step Major Good Mojo coaching program, which is soup to nuts for the transformational journey into wholeness and getting connected, deeply connected to your higher self or your deeper self or your most authentic self. That's the work that I offer. And you can get a free CD there that will outline my work, and just encourage you to go there and get my free CD and my it's a bi-monthly newsletter that I send out with all kinds of good stuff for creating mojo in your life.
Major Good Mojo, Major Good Mojo. Yay. So, Roger, I understand that right now you're working on something new, that you're founding a new institute. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, on my transformational path, I've just gotten so clear that what's most important in my life and what really makes a difference in the lives of my clients is connection to Source, a connection to Great Spirit, connection to the unified field, to infinite intelligence. There's many names for this invisible aspect of our lives that's beating our hearts right now, breathing our bodies, growing the grass, spinning the earth, and shining the sun. This energy is pulsating through us, and it's our opportunity to turn our awareness and our consciousness towards it and partner with it and dance with it and listen to it and follow its guidance. And this is a path. This is a practice. You know, so many people in the world that feel separate and alone. I've been there. I know what that's like. It's incredibly painful, and it's a hell of a lot of hard work. So what's possible is relaxing into the infinitely powerful energy of the universe and allowing it to animate you and move your life and guide you in ways that are, frankly, miraculous. And so the Institute for Divine Energy Alignment and Living is my new creation, I-D-E-A-L, ideal, because it is ideal. It leads to an ideal life. It leads to ideal outcomes. When you are divinely connected and moving from that root at the core of your being, you're experiencing first the divine connection, which leads to divine feelings, which then lead to divine thoughts, which then leads to divine actions, which then produce divine outcomes, which are optimal for everyone. If you're not divinely connected, you're not creating divine outcomes. You're not experiencing divine results. So this divine connection is what's missing in the world. It's what I'm going to put in. It's what I've been putting in my own life and for that of my clients. And I want to create an institute that's committed to that and bringing it forth in a much larger way.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a really awesome place for people to be able to connect and learn how to do this, because I know that you have a very very good practice set up in your own life, and you're living it, you're practicing it, you're being it, and this is the energy, like you said, that you're putting in and actually putting out as well, because it is what we put into it that we get back. It's that flow, right? It's that divine flow.
Totally. And you know, it's a journey, and I've arrived where my spiritual practice is the most important thing I do each day. Mm. It is the thing that makes my life work. And carving that time out and setting that aside and engaging that is the priority for me. And now, you know, where I'm at now and what I'm settling into now is just life as a spiritual practice, you know, moment-to-moment spiritual practice, you know, bringing yourself fully present into each moment, seeing the joy and the magic and the energy that's available. It really is there. It's never not there. It's just us that's waiting to actually tune into it. It's waiting for us. It's always there. So that's what's possible, and it's a practice. That's all.
Yep. So, you know, people are asking for practical tools. Really, that's what the collective wants. That's what people want out there. They want to take ownership. They want to take their power back. They want the how of ascension. You know, a lot of people are even turned off by that word, and of expanding their consciousness or of expressing their most authentic self. So what are some of the tools or practices that you engage in and recommend to your clients, Roger?
Well, the most important one in my toolbox that I use myself on a daily basis and that I teach my clients is heart math. The Institute of Heart Math is in Boulder Creek, California. They've been around for more than 20 years, probably 30, and they have created the most simple system for connecting to the wisdom of your heart. The heart is an amazing energetic entity. You know, there's the heart chakra, there's the pump that is the physical aspect of the heart, and we can move our awareness into this field of the heart and receive incredible guidance, peace, and fundamentally love into our lives through the heart. So HeartMath created a whole process for that, and it was a game changer for me when I experienced it and learned how to do the HeartMath practice, and I became licensed. And I teach people how to connect to their heart and bring its wisdom alive in their life. So that's number one. Number two is meditation, which is really the powerful act of non-doing. It's basically, I like the way Michael Bernard Beckwith defined, you know, the spiritual founder of Agape. He defined meditation as paying undistractable attention to reality. Paying undistractable attention to reality. I thought that was so wonderful because it really is, as a practice, just bringing yourself back. I'm here. I'm here now. I'm fully here now. And just, you know, the mind goes off and does its, you know, laundry list and stuff. So the tool of meditation, while it's deceptively simple, many people are too busy. They say, you know, how can I sit down to meditate when my ass is on fire? You know, they're so busy running around. We've got to stop our lives and connect to that deeper aspect. So meditation is a huge doorway into spiritual connection. Affirmation.
Right, and then maybe we can, implement that into our discussion again of addiction and add more tools to that the next time when you come back, the first Friday of every month at 4 o'clock.
Totally, totally.
Roger, you've recently been a client of mine. You engaged in the core experience. Can you talk just for a quick, 30 seconds or a minute about the experience that you had and how similar and or different it was from what you've experienced in the past?
Yeah, so I've experienced a lot of different emotional healing tools and processes, and at the core of each of them, the ones that really work, there's got to be awareness of the issue you're working with, and then a moving into or an embracing and allowing of that energy or that emotion or that state, and then a bridging into the new state. And your process has those key elements. And the key to your process is you. I want to say the process is brilliant, and it's got everything it needs to work, so it's there. The foundation is set. But when Cornelia Bengel steps into the picture, the whole thing amps up infinitely larger. And so for me, you brought the magic mix into my transformation of the core issue that I was dealing with and was ready to release. So thank you for that, and you're the secret sauce.
That's so great to hear. Thank you so much. That's really awesome. Thank you, Roger.
Difference between having a piece of paper and having someone who facilitate you through it. That's a huge, huge difference.
That is a huge difference. That is. And you know what? Don't you love that part? I love that part in this work. And don't you love being that one-on-one with that person, taking them through their processes, huh?
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It is a blessing. So tell everyone again how they can learn more about what you do, the services that you offer, and your work.
Yeah, so visit majorgoodmojo.com, and I have a special offer where you can get all four of my guided visualization meditation CDs and a signed copy of my book for $67. That's almost 50% off. It would be my pleasure to send those to you, and it's at majorgoodmojo.com/special offer.
Very good. This show is broadcast every Friday at 4 p.m. You're listening to us live, and you can also listen to the replay later. So there's no excuse not to tune in. Thank you for listening to today's show and applying the practical tools to change your life. You are being the change that you wish to see in the world. Next week, Friday, my guest will be Lorna Gale. I will have a conversation with Lorna around our body, being in our body, and our sexuality. We're going to start the conversation talking about the core wound of shame, feeling ashamed about our sexuality, feeling shame around our bodies. And so this is going to be a wonderful igniting show next week, because Lorna too is going to be a returning guest, so that we can get more and more comfortable in our sexuality, more and more comfortable in our bodies, and really because we need our bodies to manifest. And we're talking about sex anyway, so we might as well talk about it openly and discuss it in a way that is healthy for us and embrace it for the pleasure and beauty that it can be, right, that it is. So, Roger, it was awesome having you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
Really my pleasure, Cornelia. Thank you so very much, and I look forward to connecting with your listeners again at the first Friday of each month.
Sounds great. See you next time, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.